Chapter 2. Planning Your Strategy. After reading the first chapter, it is fairly reasonable to assume that you already have some ideas for your website. That's great, but hold off on rushing headlong into any of this until you have done some preliminary planning and assessing. For example, if you already have a website, you need to determine its level of functionality and to identify the places where it is succeeding the most and where it might be failing to meet your mission. You can begin doing this by applying a few of the SEO details we provided in the first chapter, such as using the best keywords in your content titles, descriptions of images, videos, and more. It also helps to really take the time to look at the website as if you were a visitor to it for the first time. Shortly, we will address this sort of self-checkup and the most useful tools for it. Before doing that, however, we need you to be sure that you fully comprehend your marketing and sales goals. For instance, if marketing involves the creation and execution of plans to promote, price and distribute goods, services or ideas meant to meet the customer's goals, you really have to know what your customers want. This is the only way to really see if your website is able to satisfy them. Sales and market assessment. How do you begin to perform an assessment of your sales market? You have to start the entire process by identifying your target market. This is the group or groups of consumers who would have an interest in your goods or services because they feel a need or a want. To identify your market, then, you would have to discover why a customer would want to choose your product or service over another provider. This would begin with you making a clear list of your products or services, features and benefits. What is the difference between features and benefits? That is easy. Here's a quick example. A tube of toothpaste uses a chemical formula known for removing stains. That is a feature of the product. But this same paste also freshens breath, reduces plaque, and protects against cavities. These are all features. The benefits of using the paste would be that your teeth are brighter, your gums healthier, and your teeth protected. Is it the features or the benefits that you should market? That's the big question for almost anyone considering how to optimize their market. And the answer is that it is usually the benefits that motivate a buyer. So you must identify all of the benefits of your product and use them to really motivate your potential customers to convert to paying clients. You can also use the benefits to recognize the largest segment of your market too. For example, that toothpaste mentioned just a moment ago could be marketed to every possible consumer, but the segment of the market most likely to want its benefits would be those with stained teeth. This means that the manufacturer would have broken down the larger market into a smaller segment and then used strategies and marketing to reach the specified customer group. Once you can create as accurate a target market as the one in the example above, you can begin to customize your efforts to reach that segment of the greater market. There are many ways to recognize the characteristics that can help to identify these segmented markets or target audiences, and it begins with identifying the three types of buyers for products and services. Consumers, individuals and households that will buy items or services for their own use and benefit. Industry, groups, individuals and organizations that will buy items or services for their use in creating other products or to support their daily operations. And resellers. These are the famous middlemen who purchase your goods and resell them for a profit. It is obvious that not all services or products will be needed by all areas of the greater market, but it helps to know precisely which areas your customers will come from as you begin to create the materials necessary to communicate with them. Does this mean that you can have different segments of a market? Yes. And this is why you will now need to identify the reasons that customers would choose your product or services over another provider. These reasons are often referred to as a market's characteristics, and they include geographic. These apply if your business dealings will depend upon a local, regional, national, or international location. Demographic. These apply if your sales and marketing will depend or focus on a particular age, race, religion, gender, income level, family size, occupation, educational level, and marital status. Business customers also have demographic characteristics, such as size, number of employees, type of products, and annual revenue. Psychographic. These apply if your sales and marketing will be based on the attitudes, beliefs, and emotions of the target market. This can include things like desire for status, enhanced appearance, and more. Business customers can have psychographic. These apply if your sales and marketing will be based on the attitudes, beliefs, and emotions of the target market. This can include things like desire for status, enhanced appearance, and more. Business customers can have psychographic characteristics if they view themselves as cutting edge, consider themselves socially responsible, stable, and strong, or view themselves as innovative and creative. Behavioristic. These apply if your marketing depends on things like brand, loyalty, frequency of purchases, buying habits, and more. This applies to both businesses and consumer markets. Though you may find that a combination of characteristics will apply to your market segment, you still need to take the time to identify which will be most useful in your marketing. We have supplied worksheets in the resources section to help with this issue. If you find this too challenging, we provide the following list of criteria to help you recognize what is most important to your anticipated market. These will help you to further identify what characteristics best apply to your sales and marketing tactics. Characteristic worksheet. Please indicate where each of the factors ranks in terms of your anticipated target market. For example, what matters most to them? You can then compare them to learn which characteristics, from above, best apply to your target audience. And this will guide you in formulating the strongest materials to communicate with them. The list of factors are price, quality, brand name, variety of services, sales staff, customer service, special offers, packaging, convenience of use, convenience of purchase, location, guarantees, store, office decor, payment terms. And these can be rated individually as high, medium, or low. Once you understand the primary characteristics that apply to your target audience, you know how to begin speaking to them. You must then do the additional research necessary to find them and the areas in which your most likely target audience exists. Not sure what that means? A good example of a clearly identified target market is below. If you are a printing service offering work to medium-sized corporations, you have not identified your target audience. If, on the other hand, you are a printing service looking to work with companies earning around £5 million in annual revenue in a 40-kilometre radius around the shop, and with a need for full-color runs of around 5K or more, then you have identified a true target audience. This means that your target market has to be reachable, measurable, and sufficient in size to meet the needs of your business. Any concentrated marketing is going to be more effective than a very broad campaign, and things can be improved if you also take the time to identify if you have competition in your chosen segment, and to learn how they are serving the market in question. Often it might mean that you find a way to specialize or tap into an underserved area of your market, but it can also mean that you simply create the most powerful marketing campaigns designed to overcome the competition as well. Contacting the target markets. How is that done? When you do any sort of sales and market assessment, you have to be sure that you know your target markets and how to get them to choose your business over any other for the goods or services offered. This means that you have to have already identified your marketing goals, determined the message necessary to attract your target market or markets, made plans to get the results desired, and been prepared to evaluate those plans for strengths and weaknesses. You also have to know the types of marketing that apply to your market's characteristics as well. These include push and pull marketing. When it is the pull marketing, it means that you, as the seller, attempt to pull in the customer through the use of promotional tactics, such as online forums or blogs, word of mouth, social media, website banners, and traditional advertising of all kinds. When it is the push marketing, you are attempting to push the product to the potential buyer. Usually, this is the most direct form of marketing and involves salespeople searching for prospects through face-to-face or direct communication, direct sales, market research, providing services for pre-existing products, printed mailers, telemarketing, social networking, fax and email campaigns, and websites, along with all of the associated online items such as blogs, forums, backlinks, and social networks. Each of these marketing categories, however, is meant to communicate with the potential client. This means that the content of each method has to be customized with the message you mean to deliver. Measurement. You will have many methods of advertising in operation at one time. Some will be a hit and some will miss. Reduce your marketing budget 50% by asking people, "Where did you hear of us?" This will help you utilize the advertising means that is garnering you the most responses. Commitment. Determine a marketing plan and commit to it. The more repetition, the more it is remembered. Consistent. Do not be tempted to change your plan. People learn to trust you, your image, and your message. Making the plans. Obviously, if you are intending to conduct any sort of marketing campaign and to deliver a specific message to get the desired results, it will involve a lot of planning. For example, you need what is known as continuity in the looks, terms, and messages delivered through any bit of marketing, and this means that your blogs, website content, and printed advertisements have to all reflect the same message. Some of the best tips for success are from the pros in the world of online marketing, and they include planning the direction or subjects of marketing blogs and articles well in advance through brainstorming sessions. This is done by coming up with at least 20 or more titles and concepts for any marketing content that will be used in each of the marketing pieces. This is essential for the establishment of true continuity. creating reserves of posts and materials, whether it is a series of articles or blogs, comments, etc. Try to get the writing done in advance. We recommend that you attempt to have from 6 to 12 weeks of posts in the can waiting to be posted at the right moment. This prevents the loss of momentum, but also ensures that the materials are useful, not repetitive, and meet your goals or mission. It also allows you tons of time to see how readers are reacting and to take action if necessary, something you might not have the time for if you were busy writing new blogs or content every week. Using website analytics, which we cover in the Check Yourself Out section below, in order to identify the most popular pages at your site and to learn the pathways that visitors follow to reach those pages. Repurposing the materials. Now that you have done the brainstorming, created the content, posted it to the various blogs, sites, forums, and ads you are using, you need to also use the analytics to see if it is responsible for traffic to your site. If it is, and that traffic is converting to paying customers, you need to repurpose that content. This means taking the slideshow that you used for a YouTube video and converting it into a multi-week blog segment, etc. And using aggregators for informing about your industry. This is something that is going to help you as you come to the end of your collection of pre-written materials. For example, use something as basic as the Google News aggregator and search. Twitter for relevant hashtags to find new ways of directly addressing your target. You will be surprised at how often the news and/or new terminology applies to almost any industry imaginable, and how it can then be used to brainstorm for 20 new ideas and content. With all of this planning done, we suggest that you next check yourself out, and then create some response or action plans around your findings. The next section is going to walk you through the process of this very necessary and effective procedure. Check yourself out. What's the first step? Making sure that your site is not a turn-off is a huge move in the right direction. We suggest the use of the following tools, designed to identify the issues most commonly encountered by website visitors, and which might make them view the site in an unfavorable manner. 1. Finding browser glitches. Remember that not everyone in the world is using the most popular browsers. This means it is a very good idea to visit one of the many websites offering free tools designed to check or test for cross-browser compatibility. These sites allow you to check out a variety of browser shots from the other browsers in order to see how your site looks and how it functions for everyone who visits. For example, someone may not have the ability to browse with flash functions, and this could make your site very unappealing to them. Simply looking at the site in different resolutions and perspectives will allow you to really optimize it for the largest audience. 2. Use those analytics. Google Analytics makes it possible for you to understand how people navigate and make their way to a website. There are many other visual web analytics available too, and these might provide you with a different understanding of how your visitors do or do not interact with your site. For example, one tool provides heat map visibility that shows the hot spots on your site, and another gives you access to open source software that lets you perform a lot of in-house tests too. All of these are going to show you the definitive strong points in the site. 3. Screen recording software. This is available from some of the web analytics sites, And this is a great tool that can save you money by allowing you to perform usability testing. For example, you can bring in a dozen or more volunteers to work as website testers, and the software will then record them performing common tasks on your website. The recordings can then be replayed in order to see when or where a visitor loses interest or gets held up by a flawed protocol, etc. 4. Noting any error notifications. This is probably one of the primary methods for checking out your site and addressing issues that turn away potential customers. For example, broken links, problems with the program, redirects to 404 and 500 error notifications. And failed application launches are all reasons that someone will usually leave a site never to return. It is easy enough to have notifications sent for each incident of this kind in order to identify and permanently eliminate the problems. 5. Looking at the FAQs, or customer service complaints, this is a great way to identify the most common problems with the site, products or services. When you hear what the people on the ground have to say about customer response, it can be quite illuminating. This is such a powerful tool that you may want to build some sort of automatic forwarding of each complaint, comment, post, etc., from the customers to the service department, and to your management team, or yourself if you're handling this independently. And 6. Hiring the experts. We have not yet mentioned that there are many companies that can do a thorough website assessment for you. Not only can they run the technical assessments that address easily repaired flaws and institute systems to identify any that appear in the future, but many can help with design issues, fluidity of navigation, content, and even SEO campaigns. There are also writing services with a huge amount of background in composing just the right content for your blogs, articles, pages, and more. It is always a good idea to consider consulting the experts if you don't believe you can tackle this sort of work on your own. With the groundwork completed, you can now begin learning about the additional tools available to you for sales and market optimization. We'll begin with a look at advertising in the era of the internet. Explore advanced features with www.google.com trends, etc., etc. Advertising, the new world of advertising for small business. Advertise is nothing like it was only 20 years ago. And at that time, most of the world's advertisements were in the form of print media, such as newspaper and magazine ads, glossy flyers, and direct mailings. There were also a lot of radio ads, TV spots, and paid ads on billboards, in yellow page directories, and in things like programs and local publications. Today, all of that has changed, and the modern small business professional has to consider their advertising first in terms of the internet and only then in the old-fashioned methods mentioned above. Why not just stick with the older system? You must meet the demands and expectations of the consumer market, and that means that you have to respect the preference for online communication, shopping, business, and socializing. What sorts of ads should the modern small business owner consider? A brief list would include paid advertising, PPC and Google Ads, amongst others. Display advertising, web banner ads, website video content, blogs, social media, mobile ads, email marketing, and articles, forums, and backlinks. While it might be tempting to go ahead and enlist in all of these tactics, it is not reasonable or realistic. Instead, a business owner has to identify their target market and its specific characteristics, which is what we did in the previous sections. They will then know precisely which tools would be the most effective in communicating with their intended audience. Content. Have killer content in your message. Talk directly to your customer with a clear, direct message. This does not mean that there are not some universal tools available. For example, the reliance on Google's AdWords service, mobile marketing, social media, blogs and websites is very common. Let's take a few moments to understand AdWords and mobile marketing before we move into the next section on actual sales techniques with some of the more popular advertising tactics. AdWords. Here's how this widely popular service works. You create an advertisement and pay for Google AdWords service. They place your ad on relevant websites and searches. So if you are a seller of pet supplies and another site sells pet-related products, not in direct competition with your business, Google will know to post your ad there for the number of times you purchased. The website owner then gets revenue from Google for the use of their electronic real estate. Basically, when a user clicks on the Google advertisement link, the publisher of the website on which the advertisement appears is credited with a sum of money and Google keeps the rest. This is known as CPC, or cost per click, advertising, and it means that you choose the keywords for the ad and select the number of times it can appear. You then pay for the service only when someone actually clicks on the ad. This means it is a win-win situation for advertisers and website owners, because it can lead traffic to relevant sites and because it can create a nice stream of revenue as well. There are a few ways that the modern business owner can really maximize their returns from the site, including content optimization. You already understand SEO, so be sure that your content uses keywords that are optimized to customer needs. Frequency. If you can afford to pay for more ad appearances, you are going to get more results. For example, if you can boost the daily budget, you will see increased traffic. And enhanced position. If you can optimize your text, increase the click-through rate, and also accept a higher cost per click, you are far more likely to earn yourself a prominent place on the most relevant websites and search engine results. Don't forget that online advertisers like Google can often provide you with additional methods of ad placement. For example, we have already mentioned web banners, but there are also paid ads in search engine results, which tend to appear before the actual results and which can generate enormous amounts of traffic too. We know that advertising of this kind is very direct, but mobile marketing can be even more targeted. This is because it is much more regulated than traditional online advertising. Concentrated thoughts produce desired results. Quotation by Zig Ziglar. Mobile marketing. The advent of SMS, short messaging service, has made it possible for advertisers to find an all-new way of communicating with their audience through their mobile devices. The great thing about the use of SMS for email marketing is that the carriers who own and operate the networks are far more rigid about the ads they will run. They are also many groups that have well-established guidelines about the use of mobile networks for marketing purposes. Even with these limitations, however, the amount of mobile marketing is profound. For example, it is believed that hundreds of millions of SMS ads are sent out in Europe on a monthly basis. The major appeal for the use of mobile tactics is that they have to be consensual. This means that the consumer must opt in before the advertiser can begin sending out their communications. The regulations also insist that customers can opt out whenever they like as well. This means advertisers are not wasting time or money, and consumers are not getting ads that have no relevance or interest to them. Another great thing about mobile marketing is that nearly all of the new units with color screens are ready to begin sending and receiving the different multimedia messages that most mobile marketers are using. This means that an advertiser can use slideshows, text, videos, audio, and images to communicate with their market. How is it done? There are a few ways, and they have to do with codes and mobile device capabilities. For example, the most common are mobile short codes. For instance, the text number 459 to cast your vote is a way for advertisers to open the legal doorway for communicating back to the customer. In fact, millions of businesses view their options in mobile short code in the same manner as a domain name, and this is the reason that they encourage their target market to send a text message during events, while shopping in stores, and when viewing other media. Dedicated phone numbers. Used in place of short codes, all of the long numbers are widely available. This lets the business have a proprietary number instead of sharing it, and allows them to operate at non-premium prices. Mobile web marketing. You may not already know that a lot of websites have a second version, their mobile version. This allows them to be accessed via mobile browsers and for a lot of content to function with a mobile device. The primary search engines Google and Yahoo both come as mobile versions too, and they allow their standard advertising to appear in this format. The Mobile Marketing Association and other groups have set standards for this sort of advertising in order to allow accurate reporting of CPC, PPC, and other usage figures. QR codes. You would easily recognize one of the blurry boxes of black squiggles that can be photographed or read by a mobile phone. These are QR, quick response codes, and are incredibly popular in both the online and offline world of marketing. It is a method by which a link is established between the device and an actual web page. This means that you could use them to allow your target market to open your web pages that have been optimized or rewritten for mobile use. This is a way for creating instant customer engagement and to take advantage of their impulse to visit the site due to your pre-marketing appeal. For example, something made a customer use the QR code, and this means you have their interest and are more likely to make the sale or conversion. These are very traceable options and use landing pages that capture the data and figures necessary for determining if they are worth the expense, effort. Bluetooth. Proximity marketing uses an SMS system to broadcast offers to all Bluetooth mobile users within a specific geographic location. Obviously, if you have discovered that your market has geographic characteristics, this is an ideal way to use the information and have a look at www.bluebroadcast.com, etc. Games. Yes, many businesses are now using free downloads of fun little games to get paid advertising. This would mean that you can use your research to identify if your target market is likely to accept the downloads of the games. You can then have your promotional messages within the mobile game, and which would direct the user to your mobile web pages. Okay. This is a lot of information to take in, and we suggest that you go back through the different options and consider which might be the best for you. You can then move into the next section, which gets a bit more specific in the ways to go about applying your expanding knowledge about sales and market optimization. It is in this next chapter that we begin to focus on the use of viral marketing, social media, and videos on your website in order to dramatically increase the conversion rate at your site.